listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Joni Harwell.
I'm Gary Duncan.
We are back with another special guest for our 100th anniversary history series. It's very exciting to catch up with all of these voices from the past of KFUO Radio, and we have another special guest joining us in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for your support of The Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu. Joining us in another full studio today is the Reverend Don Matzett, former KFUO on-air host, probably a very familiar voice to a lot of our listeners. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, it's great to be with you.
This is really fun to have you in studio to share some of your stories from the past. I know you have like a lot of hours of things that you could tell us. So we'll try to get the best ones out of you in the next 25 minutes. Tell us first, when were you with KFUO Radio? What was your role and when were you here?
I was trying to think back of why I came to KFUO. I was a pastor at Messiah Lutheran Church on Grand Avenue. Okay. And I did part-time radio on KFUO. And I don't remember how that came about. I know how my full-time job came about. There was a major conflict at Messiah over contemporary music versus traditional, and the guitar players wanted to take all the pews out of a transept and put their guitars in. I went to a council meeting, and they were fighting, and the president slammed his fist down, and I stood up in my gentle, humble manner and said, I quit. So I came home and I told Diane, my wife, I said, you guess what happened? I quit this evening. So I called up Paul Devanteer, who was a head of communications at that time.
Yes.
And I said, Paul, I need a job. And that's how I came to KFUO full time.
Right. When you were doing part-time work, was that for the program Bread of Life? I know you did that program before Issues, etc.
I don't remember, Gary. Yeah. I know that Mark Spitz was in charge, right, Joni?
Yes.
You remember Mark? And I don't remember.
Late what. 80s would have been.
Yeah,
right.
That's 35
early
years
90s,
ago,
yeah.
Son.
Who came up with the title Issues, etc., and why?
Oh, Jim Rosbach.
Ah.
See? They wanted to do a program of social issues. Mm-hmm. And so he came up with that name. I told him I want to do theology. He said, Don, you can't teach theology to lay people. So I said, then why did I learn it?
That's a great response.
Yeah, why did I learn it? What am I, a part of the theological elite? You know, I can say to my people in the church, I know something you don't know, you know. But anyway, we did social, and then we got Jeff Schwarz, who at that time was more political than spiritual.
Yeah, he was a journalist.
Yeah. He was, yeah.
Student from Columbia.
And Jeff asked me, I'm going to do the youth Bible class. What should I do? I said, get Luther's commentary on Roman. Read the introduction. So Jeff starts studying Romans and Galatians, and he came back and says, we should do theological issues. And that's what we did.
When it first came around, Issues, etc., we referred to Don as the Larry King of Christian radio.
Oh, boy.
Because he had that New York, as he still does, that
the New York accent
and in-your-face attitude. You know?
Yeah, that brashness.
Like Larry King has or had.
Wow.
He looks so offended right now.
So we were wanted to do kind of a news magazine, or they did it. I wanted to do a news magazine thing, but at the end, he'd do like a little sermonette, but it was really a soft sell. It wasn't real theology at the end. It was just, let's feel good. And now Christ was mentioned, but it was just wrap it up in 5 minutes and bring it together with Christian stuff. Other than that, it was just news talk.
Yeah.
And we were on the ABC network for a while.
We were.
That's why we did those late Sunday nights.
We never got on a network.
Yeah. We were on ABC Network.
Oh, Gary.
ABC Network.
I never said it. We're on the ABC Network. We weren't.
No. It was Issues, etc., but it was carried on ABC channels through the ABC Network. And that's why we got some of our affiliates.
No.
Okay.
No. See, They wanted to develop the Jubilee
Radio. We had the Jubilee Network,
right?
Too. Yeah.
So they built a dish out here. Right. I don't know if that dish is still there.
It's gone.
All that money was spent on a dish. So now, how are we going to sell our program?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't realize that if you're going to get on a Christian radio station, there's no free lunch.
Right.
You got to pay your way.
You got to pay your way.
And so they hired one of the biggest sleaze individuals that you could hire. A syndicator.
But he actually, we distributed through the ABC network on those news talk stations.
I don't know about that.
You just don't know when you signed on the line, Don, what you were signing.
I have no idea about that.
But we were still Jubilee Network.
Well, we got two stations out of the syndicator in Albany and Washington, Missouri. So one Sunday night, we're doing issues, et cetera. The Albany station is off the air. The Washington, Missouri station is running football. So we did 2 hours of programming to which nobody listened. And my guest, I'll never forget this, my guest was Evander Holyfield. And the topic was being a Christian role model. You know, and this is the guy who had his ear bit off by Mike Tyson. Anyway, and so what Jeff did, he would call his sister in Kansas City and say, "We have Ann from Kansas City with us. And Ann, what is your question?" And he'd give her the question. And my son happened to be in the studio that night. And he was on a mic right opposite me. So I said, "By the way, we have Dan from St. Louis with us. What's your question, Dan?" And I'm looking right across and I see him sitting. How we got developed. Jeff was a genius.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell him I said
that. I won't. We don't want that going to his head.
Because you had to pay your way on. And so let's say we want to get on in San Francisco and it's $350. Jeff called the LCMS churches in that area and asked them to contribute. And we got on all over the country. And then I used to do spots, you see, for these congregations. And in the middle of the program, they'd go to a break, and I would come on with a promoting that congregation. Jeff was a genius with it. I mean.
He was, but your programs were also, Don may not admit this, but he really taught people more about law and gospel in those programs than I think we had heard for many, many years. You made it at the layperson's level, and it just changed people's lives. That's why so many people were listening.
See, my goal, when I got into ministry, my goal was to take what I learned in the seminary and be able to communicate it so that my fictional Grandma Schmidt could understand it with illustrations and so forth. And Wally Schultz, you know, he traveled around the country, he says, "That's it. Everywhere I go, people tell me they're learning the gospel by listening to you." And I said, I like that.
Yeah. And it was true. And then you wrote books also to help people.
Yeah.
How many books did you write?
I had, my latest was on Catherine Parr.
Oh, yeah.
The sixth wife of Henry VIII. But then I did four through Harvest House Publishers. Out of Eugene, Oregon. And now I've done probably six more I self-published.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you're probably your most popular was Christ Esteem.
Christ Esteem. Yeah. And it's still selling. It's still selling.
You're still selling them out of the trunk of your car?
Yeah, right. Buy three, you can go get the price of two. You know?
I actually used the one on Catherine Parr when I did a podcast on her. I think it was last year on the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I did a whole podcast on Catherine Parr.
I was supposed to be on that. I never got back to him.
That was me.
That was you?
Yes.
I never got back to you.
Oh, well.
Did you refer to my book?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Really? I'm pretty sure you're in the show notes.
No kidding.
Did you see the sales go up?
I did not get any royalties for that.
Sorry.
Well, I'm really sorry. I mean, you got in touch with me to do a podcast on my book on Catherine Parr.
Yeah.
And I never answered you. I said, "What's a podcast?"
It's what we're doing right now.
That and is the true. Radio program.
Things have moved along.
I really apologize for that. You're such a nice girl, Sarah.
Oh, thanks.
That I sort of ghosted you.
We did the podcast anyway.
Who is this and what is that?
The other thing Don taught us all was to be humble. And that came from his wife, Diane. I remember he'd use this on the show. He'd say, you know, you think because I'm on the radio, you're all listening and I'm such a great guy. He said, but when I go home at night, my wife says, take the trash out.
I use that a lot. You know, you preach a great sermon on Sunday morning and come home and you say, take the garbage out. She has a ministry of pins and needles. Let's blow a hot air out, you know.
It's all about vocation, right?
Yeah.
Well, we are going to take a quick break. We have more stories to tell from the Reverend Don Madsett, former KFUO Radio on-air host. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Joni Harwell.
And I'm Gary Duncan.
And I'm Don Madsett.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Joni Harwell.
And I'm, as I said before, still Garrett.
And I happen to be the special guest.
Yes, we have the
Reverend Don Madsett,
former KFUO Radio on-air host, joining us in studio, sharing a lot of stories.
We did have a lot of good callers who asked really a lot of good questions, who kept the programs moving along. And what were some of your favorite guests?
Oh, I enjoyed Oz Guinness a lot. I enjoyed Albert Mohler.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Albert Mohler was wonderful. He's a president of
Southern Baptist,
the Theological Seminary in Louisville. Mm-hmm. And do you know that one of the professors at our seminary came from there? And I can't think of his name. But one of our fascinating guests was Dr. Norman Nagel.
Oh, yeah.
Loved him.
Okay.
Legend.
Yeah. So Norman Nagel was sitting at the guest at the desk like this, and he's over here, and I would ask him a question, and he'd go into this close your eyes and talk. And he would go on with his English accent. Mm-hmm. One lady called us up and says, when he's on the air, I think I'm listening to God, you see. And every time when Nagel would finish, we had wheels on,
wheels on the chairs.
He would push off.
Right. He'd push away from the desk and go halfway through the room. And then he'd open his eyes and he'd down there where he could answer.
As soon as his eyes opened, I could go, but he's halfway down the room. But he was wonderful. Oh, people loved Norman Nagel. I had a lot of great guests.
John Warwick Montgomery you had on several times.
Yeah. Then I did his Institute on Apologetics and Human Rights in Strasbourg, France.
Oh, yeah.
Twice. Yeah. Yep. I like John.
Well, but in having these guests, all of you, the most important thing there was teaching all of us as listeners about God's great love for us in Christ.
The gospel.
Always.
On Good Friday, one year, I had a Baptist minister on who wrote a pretty good book for a Baptist on the cross, okay? And I learned a lesson. When you do talk radio, you never ask a question that you don't know the answer to.
That is correct.
You got to know the answer to that question. So we're coming to the end of the program. And I asked this man the question, if there's somebody listening to us today and they're not sure that their sins are forgiven.
Oh, no.
What would you say to them? Well, he said, I want to know if they had repented of all known sins. I said, I got to get rid of this guy. So I said goodbye to him. I said, folks, I have 45 seconds to clean up a mess. If you're not sure that your sins are forgiven, I want to ask you one question. Was the blood of Christ shed on a cross or wasn't it? If the blood of Christ was shed on the cross, your sins are forgiven, and you could take that to the bank. Talk to you tomorrow.
Very good.
I remember that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but he repent of all known sins. Yeah.
Well, and that's what the show was so good for, because people were so involved with the charismatic movement, are all different things, where they were seeing this me, me, me sort of thing. And Don used to say, what was that about the navel?
Yeah, well, this thing called Christianity is not about you.
Yeah. But you'd say, quit looking at you. Navel gazing.
Yeah, right. Okay. And Martin Luther said that sin is corvatus in se, which means curving in on yourself. See?
Yep.
And to teach people that, you know, it's not about you.
Right. Now, I will say, I do remember you telling me this, because since I was involved with PR and taking people out different places, I learned this about Don and a lot. While they were good on the radio and they were good on preaching, when it came to one-on-one, they didn't always want to be one-on-one.
With me?
Yeah, even you.
My kind of gentle personality?
No, I mean, dealing with people. You were more, even like the radio people, you're on the air, you're talking to a group of people, but when you get out on that one-on-one, it's not that same comfort level.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of radio people that are
introverts.
Introverts. Yeah, that's the word I was thinking of. And we had a couple on the air that were really bad introverts. So you got out in public, they would be like in the corner.
I used to have a pin in my purse.
Well, Don wasn't that way though.
No, no, but Don wasn't to that extent. But I remember you saying to me, I like to speak to groups. I'm better at that than I am one-on-one.
I was not a very good, the kind of shepherd who would pick up the little lamb and pull the burrs out of its rear end, you know. And no, I was a get back in the flock.
you need all kinds.
I was not a good shepherd. Understand?
Yeah, like you weren't the good at the holding of the hands, but you were good at telling us what we needed to learn, what we needed to
learn. I'll sing Kumbaya with you if you want to do that. You know? But,
I doubt you would.
Sure, I used to.
I know.
So, John, I was doing a pastor's conference in Selma, Alabama. And we were talking about, you know, what the emotions. And I brought up that song, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. And I said, folks, if you sing pepperoni, it'll have the same effect. I got a letter from the district president. Said, you ruined my favorite chorus every time I sing it. I think of
pepperoni. And with your history, and you mentioned this on the air several times, of the charismatic, you were kind of in that for a while.
Kind of. I was one of the leaders of it.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but yeah.
Outed yourself. It's
but
fine.
because of that, during that time period that you were on Issues, etc., that was very relevant then, that whole movement and stuff. And you were really good at just cutting through the chase, cutting to the point, and explaining to us what they were really talking about.
Right.
You
right.
know? I remember the What would Jesus do? Can you say it's not what Jesus would do? It's what Jesus did. Jesus died on the cross for your sins.
I said, and I used to say, if your son has a WWJD bracelet on, don't take him to a ladies' bake sale. He may overturn the table.
Because that's what Jesus did.
Or don't take him out in the boat when the engine stops, because he might think he can walk on water. You know?
Yeah.
We had fun.
It was very good opportunities for you to just open up and, as I said, share that gospel message. I mean, KFUO, that's what we've always been about, yep. Sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
As long as someone can define it.
As long as someone can define it. That is absolutely correct. Right.
I think most of the, I'm not here to offend you, pastors, but if this offends you, tough. I think many people sitting in the pews today do not have an understanding of justification by faith. We, as Lutherans, say it's the cardinal doctrine of our church. Mm-hmm. But if you talk to many of the people in the pews, they don't understand that Jesus took our sins and gave us his righteousness. If you ask people, do you have to be perfect to get to heaven? They will say, nobody's perfect. And I would always say, you're wrong about that. One person was. Okay. And he took your sins and gave you his perfection. So robed in that righteousness, you can stand before God with confidence, see? And I almost teach that every Sunday.
And it should be.
Yeah. Because
that's what
people don't get that.
Right.
They don't. I can't understand where I could be perfect. How can I be perfect before God? It's not you. It's the righteousness of Christ.
And we have to hear it because we're sinners.
Yeah.
And we fall on our face every week and every day, every hour. And we say, oh, but how could that God forgive me? And so you have to keep hearing that over and
exactly.
over. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's not a growing thing. It's a, I need to hear it every day. And if you see any growth in me, it's because of the Holy Spirit. It's not because of anything I've done or thought.
And that dynamic of the gospel is powerful. It changes lives, see, but you got to preach the law first. I'm preaching August 23rd and 24th, and I'm going to be quoting from Jonathan Edwards' sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God, where he talks about God dangling sinners over the fires of hell. And that created a revival in the colonies, the first great awakening in the 18th century. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Where are you preaching at now and doing Bible studies?
At Emmanuel Wentzville.
Emmanuel Wentzville.
Yeah.
So how often?
I do Bible study every Sunday. I do it's almost like an hour lecture. And then I preach maybe every 6 weeks.
Okay.
I do Saturday night and then two on Sunday morning.
And what time is the Bible study?
Right now it's from 9:30 to 10:15. Right to 10:15. But during we're in our summer schedule, but after that, it is from 9:30 to 10:30.
Okay. Okay. And church services?
Right now, they're at 8 and 11.
Okay.
8 and 10:30. I'm looking at my wife. We go to the 8, so we have no idea what happens after that.
Well, you can go online, but I just wanted our listeners who are listening, if you want to go and hear Don preach or teach Bible study, you have this opportunity.
If you've enjoyed listening to this, this person, come to Emmanuel because Bible class is just as interesting.
When did you leave KFUO? I can't remember the year. I remember why you took a job
in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's a great place.
Oh, Pittsburgh's a wonderful place.
I love it there.
I lived there 10 years, and I am still a Pirate, Penguin, and Steeler fan. But I had the opportunity to go to Pittsburgh, do the drive time, evening drive time, on a 50,000-watt FM Salem station.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told by the program director that you can do what you are doing now. You mean I could teach the gospel? Yes. But when I got there, after 2 weeks, the station manager said, who was over the program director, we don't want any of this stuff.
Oh, wow.
So I was stuck.
Yeah.
And I had to do commercials.
Right.
One of my clients was Dean Diamonds. And she had some great Christmas gifts while we were there. But so I stayed there for 4 years and then took a call back in the parish.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
It's good stuff. We are all out of time. Unfortunately, I know we could go for another 4 hours, but it's been great having you in studio. The Reverend Don Matzett, former KFUO Radio on-air host. Thank you so much for joining us today for the Coffee Hour.
It's been a blast. Thank you for inviting me.
You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Joni Harwell.
And I'm Gary Duncan.
And I'm Don Matzett saying, Maybe I'll talk to you again sometime.
It'd be great.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.